I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The 6th Annual Northwest Festival of 10-Minute Plays will open on Friday, April 4th and run through April 12th at Oregon Contemporary Theater's new venue in Eugene. This year's festival is called Northwest 10 Goes to Washington, reflecting this year's acceptance of submissions from that state as well as from Oregon. Joining us in the KLCC studios are Paul Calandrino, executive producer of the festival, and playwright Nancy West, whose play Bible Jeopardy is one of the 8 plays selected. Welcome to KLCC.
Thank you. Eric.
Well, Paul, what is it about short plays that you find creatively exciting?
The 10-minute play has been called the haiku of American theater. It really is like that. You have to compress so much into a small space. It's a real challenge. And when it's done well, it's just a stunning thing to watch.
And Nancy, you were one of the 8 playwrights who was selected by this judge in New York. Give a little bit of an outline of the play that you've created here.
My play is set in a Pentecostal Bible camp for teens, which is something similar to what I experienced when I was a young person. One of the characters is experiencing a little bit of a crisis of faith, and the other character, a very good friend of hers, is having trouble figuring out how to respond or help her through that. And so it's really just this moment in time in a very specific place, and trying to put that in a 10-minute play, it's been a very interesting exercise, I have to say.
I would think that it would really hone your skills, both as an actress, which you are, as well as a playwright, to have to be so economical.
It's really true. And as an actress, community theater is a very communal experience. As a playwright, you're alone at the beginning, and you're creating this world in your mind, and you really don't know how it's going to flesh out on the stage. It's like you created this gift. There's this package, and you hand it over to the actors and the director, and they open it up, and it's some gizmo, and they don't know exactly what to do with it yet. And so they try it out, and they do this and do that. They may ask a few questions, and then they do things with it that you never imagined.
How do you produce and stage 8 short plays in one evening?
We try to match up the plays, individual plays, with directors who we think will be good for that play. Then we have a general casting, and then all the directors get into one room and wrestle over which actor is going to go to which play. It's just a very collaborative, very kind of team-oriented project.
What other aspects are included in the project?
After the show on Sunday, April 6th, there will be a talk back with the 8 playwrights. People in the audience will have a chance to talk to the playwrights, ask them questions like, what in the heck were you thinking about? I think probably a couple of plays will evoke that question. It's just a great opportunity for people to, you know, get inside the minds of the playwrights. Also, on Saturday, April 12th, there will be a 10-minute playwriting workshop called Writing the Perfect 10. And it will be led by myself and my co-producer, Connie Bennett.
And Nancy, when you're faced with that question, what the heck were you thinking about? What's your answer?
It's always an interesting question to try to answer, because there's often a kernel of some kind of my experience in my plays, but it's not as if I'm writing exactly what happened. And so I will often talk about emotions and some different conflicts I might have had in my own life that I might have put into the play. I find it very hard to answer the question that I'm sometimes directly asked, which is, that seems real personal. What happened to you? To me, it seems irrelevant, because what is right in front of you on the stage, it has to live by itself. It has to stand by itself and be art by itself. And I'm not the only one that created it. It was also the directors and the actors. And whatever I had in mind, they've taken it somewhere else at that point, too.
Paul, do you find that there are overall themes and issues that develop over the course of seeing 8 plays come together?
Yes, that's part of the magic of this kind of show, because even though you're not thinking about those themes, they do seem to develop themes of relationship, themes of love and estrangement, existential themes. We have 2 existential plays in the show this time. There is this kind of reverberation between the plays, and we try to balance the acts, the first act with the second act, so that these themes kind of bounce forward and backward as the audience is leaving the theater.
And what in the end do you want the takeaway for the audience to be from this festival?
We just want them to have fun.
I have to say there's a lot of humor in the plays this year. I have to say there's always some very humorous plays and humorous bits even in the serious ones. But this year, I think people will, if you are looking to really enjoy yourself, I think it's a really great set of plays.
Well, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you. It was
thank
a pleasure.
You.
Paul Calandrino, executive producer of the Northwest Festival of 10-Minute Plays, and playwright Nancy West, whose play Bible Jeopardy will be one of the eight in the festival. This year's festival, called Northwest 10 Goes to Washington, opens at Oregon Contemporary Theater this Friday, April 4th, and runs through Saturday, April 12th. For tickets and more information, visit octheater.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.